The DNR says that over the last decade it's destroyed about 550 mute swan eggs and shot about 600 of the birds. The agency says it spends about $3,500 a year as it tries to reduce the population of the invasive swan, which competes with native birds for food. The department reports success, saying mute swan numbers in Wisconsin have dropped more than 60%, leaving about 140 birds in the state, mostly in four southeastern counties. But in 2002, the DNR board ordered periodic reviews of the control policy. DNR spokeswoman Erin Salello says despite some citizen opposition, her agency will ask to stay the course.
We understand here at the DNR that this is a very emotional issue for people. These are beautiful birds, and some people have become emotionally attached to them. However, here in Wisconsin, we're largely just doing our part to uphold our share of a national policy. This is a policy that's been approved and encouraged by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the U.S. Congress.
Salello says the DNR will also ask to keep alive a compromise to not go after mute swans in two townships in Racine County, and is proposing to review the statewide policy in another 3 years. But some mute swan supporters are expected to urge changing the statewide effort when they speak at today's DNR board meeting in Madison. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.